T-Mobile.
Rusty. Well, I made it to Wade Hampton. Got to stop by the post office on the way back.
So I went when I left the house this morning. Was to the post office. I had 12 envelopes going out, and I only had 5 stamps. So that means I needed to replace my stock of stamps at the house, and I usually keep 2 books there. So I bought 2 books of stamps plus 7 extras to take care of the other 7 I didn't have stamps for. And all 12 of those went in the mail, and now I got stamps, and I'm headed home. Or I will be headed home a little bit later. Right now I'm going to stop and get me a candy bar or something somewhere, or some cookies or something, because I need something. And I'll still got to go get a haircut and a few other things before I get to lunch, you know.
Roger, send your old TR. Well, we keep those little orange crackers with that you buy in the little packets in the center console so that I'll have something to grab if I need it quickly. I think I'm more hypoglycemic than anything. I get low on sugar, and I get the hangries.
What's the case of I haven't had anything to eat this morning? I've had a cup of French vanilla cappuccino, and I've drunk about half of this cup of coffee I left the house with. And I was going to hit one of the places like Hardee's or McDonald's or someplace like that and get me a breakfast biscuit. But they quit serving those at 10:30 anymore, so you can't get them. And they don't serve all through the day like they used to. And the crowd over at Bojangles trying to get in there today would have been, you know, kind of a mess trying to get into their place to get one. So, and it was going a different direction from where I was headed. And everything. Well, you all ready for this nasty weather we're supposed to have starting about 7 o'clock tonight?
Yes, sir. We went out and bought groceries yesterday, and that was part of our reasoning, was to have a little preventative maintenance there. And Bernice says she stocked up well on mass consumables. And I'm back out on Wade Hampton now from the post office. I just had to drop off a letter going back to Kansas.
That's one of my stops today is going to be the grocery store. And I went looking for a printer this morning. And the one I want on their website said they had 2 in the store. I got to the store. The only thing they had was the display model. But they had a truck coming in. But it was late. It was supposed to be here at about 10 o'clock this morning, and it was still stuck somewhere up, and it was going to Hickory, North Carolina before it came to them. So, I'm going to call back later and see if they get it. But I'm replacing 2 printers with 1 printer so I don't have to keep fighting, going back and forth between different printers to print things. And also, anyway, but yeah, I'll hit the grocery store this afternoon. That'll be one of the places I'm going to do my grocery shopping after I get my hair cut and get some lunch.
Don't materialize, but they said Northern Greenville and Spartanburg, I know, was one of them that could possibly get some freezing precipitation, but we're not going to go out in it, I can tell you that for sure. Well, I got to stop at Lowe's up here on the way home and take a light back. I replaced a photo cell in the light and didn't have to replace the light that cost about $48. And so I got off for about $12. But I bought both yesterday in case I couldn't get this aftermarket photo cell to work. And it worked fine. You know how those Chinese products are. Well, I checked into the Western Kansas net last night, way up in Western Kansas, and it really makes you thankful to be here. One guy said yesterday, it was day before yesterday, it was 34 below. He said, not so bad today, it was just 12 below. And then I had 2 people contact me back to the ARRL and asked me to check on an old ham friend that they hadn't heard from in a while up in Kansas, and so I sent them an email back. They come through that ARRL.net.
Well, lot of that because I'm in an area over here for some reason, all of a sudden here in the last month, couple of months, there's this one little section on the Reedville Road here, all of a sudden it's a bad section. A lot of excess noise and interference and everything else, and I don't know what's causing it. So, anyway, well, I'm pulling into the QT here. I'm going to run in here and grab me some cookies to go with this coffee or something because I don't have any in the car. Usually I keep some around, too, but I don't today. So, anyway, talk to you in a little while. W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Pulling into Lowe's and 0TR.